Earlier this summer, the Man Booker Prize announced its long list. Among the 13 writers named, one of them was the Australian Richard Flanagan. His novel is called The Narrow Road to the Deep North, and our reviewer, Alan Chuse, has the highest praise for it.
Flanagan's extraordinary new novel, a sort of Australian War and Peace, gives us the story of an heroic and philandering Tasmanian-born doctor named Dorigo Evans, who lives as though there were two worlds. This world, as the novelist describes it, and a hidden world that it took the momentary shafts of late afternoon light to reveal as the real world, of flying particles wildly spinning, shimmering, randomly bouncing into each other, and heading off into entirely new directions. Flanagan does an amazing job of revealing to us life at the seam between both worlds. In peacetime, Evans falls into an intense and tormented adulterous relationship with Amy, the young wife of his uncle, a woman whose eyes burn, we hear, like the blue in a gas flame. Then the Pacific War intervenes, and Evans is called up as an army doctor and soon finds himself physician to 1,000 or more Australian prisoners of war, men enslaved by the Japanese army to build a railroad across Thailand. Most of the novel, Flanagan gives over to Evans' desperate struggle to keep alive these men beset with almost every possible tropical disease, even as they face starvation and brutal beatings and sometimes torture, or, if you can believe it, even worse. Here's an eccentric masterwork of a novel of deep insight, afflicted love, and cosmic passion, a book filled with painful, even horrendous suffering, before which I stand in awe. I don't think I've ever said this before, but here's a writer who's a serious contender for the Nobel Prize.
That writer is Richard Flanagan. His new novel is The Narrow Road to the Deep North. Alan Chuse had our review.